We're here on Daf Tzadi Yomid Aleph, approximately 12 lines down from the top. Boy Rav Bevi Bar Abaye. And this is a continuation of the sugya that we began yesterday. We had a suffik of Rami Bar Chama, which was at the top of the Amud, in a case where he carries it two amos on his own gag, and then the other two amos, he carries it on an amud, and that amud was situated in Rishus HaRabim. That's where it's grounded, but it has the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid. It's Gavoah Asorah Rochov Arba. And the question is whether we could consider the Gag and the Amud as one Rishus, or do we see them as two different Rishuyos, and whether or not he can carry the other two Amos onto the Amud. First, Rabba, if you recall, didn't understand what Rami Bar Chama was wondering about. I mean, did he not know that there's a Gzera Drabonon that prohibits you from carrying from a Rishus HaYochid to a Carmelis? And if the Amud has the status of a Rishus HaYochid, and the Gag, according to the Chachamim, against Rabbi Meir, they hold that the Gag has the status of a Carmelis, then for sure you can't carry from the Gag into the Carmelis. And the Gemara says that the suffix of Rabbi Bar Chama was not about an Amud, but it was about an Achsadra. And the question of the Achsadra was that perhaps we can, in a sense, integrate the Achsadra together with the Gag, because they both have a very common feature, and that is Lochazi Ladira. Nobody lives on the top of the Gag, although they do use the top of the Gag for various functions, but that's not Ikar Adira. And the same is true for the Achsadra. The Achsadra may give him some privacy or some shade and so forth, protection, but it's not a Mokum Dira. And therefore, both the status of the Gag and that of the Achsadra are identical. They are considered, therefore, one Rishus, and you're allowed to carry the two Amos from the Gag out to the two Amos of the Achsadra. Or should we say no? That everything depends upon who owns these two Rishuyos. You own the Gag, and somebody else owns the Achsadra. We suggest that perhaps all the Dayarim, all those who live in that house that have a common Achsadra, they all share ownership in the Achsadra. But in any event, it's called Diurim Mechulakim, different Bailus. And therefore, we would view the Gag as one Rishus, insofar as you own the Gag, and the Achsadra is another Rishus, insofar as you don't own, at least not exclusively, that Achsadra. And this leads us to Rav Bevi Bar Abaye's question, Shtei Amos Begag, U Shtei Amos Bechurva Mahu. Rav Bevi wants to know what happens in a case of a Churva. And what you have is, between, let's say there are a whole bunch of homes that have flat, equal surface Gagos, but in the middle, between, let's say, one home on the right and one home on the left, you have a Churva. And a churva doesn't have the character of a Rishus HaYochid, because although it may be privately owned, but right now it's not used for dira. Why? Because the walls are to some extent incomplete, they're broken down in this ruin, this churva. And just like the other homes on the right and on the left open up into Rishus HaRabim, so too the Churva opens up into Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, the Churva has the status of a Carmelis. And he wants to carry from his Gag, which according to the Chachamim, has the status of a Carmelis, onto the Churva, which has the status of a Carmelis, but it's owned by someone else. So Amalo Rav Kana turns to Rav Bevi and he says to him, Lav Hainu Derabi Bar Chama. You're basically reformulating the same question that Rami Bar Chama asked. It's the same identical issue. And just like Rami Bar Chama vacillated about whether you're allowed to be metaltal two amos on the Gag and another two amos onto the Achsadra, and that's based on the suffix as to whether or not we should consider both the Gag and the Asadra as one Rishus insofar as they're both a Carmelis, or do we say no, that you can carry from one Carmelis to another Carmelis, but only if there's one Bailus on both of the Carmelises. But if there's a separate Bailus on one and a separate on the other, you can't carry from one Carmelis to the other. And this is the identical question now of Rabbi Varabaye in the case of a churva. He just switches an achsadra for a churva. But basically, a churva is identical to an achsadra, because just like in the case of achsadra, we gave it the status of a carmelis, and it's not a makom which is designated leikar tashmish ledira. And we didn't know whether or not we could carry from the gag, which is the carmelis, into the achsadra. The same identical suffix will be applicable to the case of carrying from the gag onto the churva, because the churva on the one hand is a carmelis and it opens up into Rishus HaRabim. On the other hand, it is privately owned, so we have a two ownership. We have an ownership of the gag and an ownership of the churva. And now Rav Kahana is basically accusing Rav Baby Barabaye in a certain sense of stealing the show. What do I mean? Rami Bar Chama already asked this question, and now Rav Baby asks the same question. He tries to fool us into thinking he's asking an original question. He's really stealing, in effect, the question that was asked by Rami Bar Chama, but instead of using the same language, he fools us and he uses a different language, but it's the identical question. So Rav Baby gets very insulted. You know, Omar Rav Baby Bar Abaye says to Rav Kahana, V'chi me'acher asoy unetzai? Meaning, am I stealing something from the mouth of someone else? Meaning, you think that I'm just coming sort of lakanter. You know, that I want to ask the same question to the Beis Medrash to show myself up, when I really heard this question from the mouth of Rami Bar Chama. No, that's not true. I actually believe that there's a difference between achsadra and churva, and the halach in one case does not necessarily apply to the other case. Achsadra lo chazil adir, but churva chazil adir. In both cases, the area is not designated for residential purposes. In the case of the achsadra, nobody lives in the achsadra. In the case of the churva, it's a little bit more complicated, because although the churva is not being used presently at this moment as a residence, no one's living in the churva, but nevertheless it has value because it can be converted into dira. All you have to do is fix up some of the, you know, some of the walls, and maybe the roof has to be fixed up, but you have the basic structure of a dira. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, are you telling me that the churva is chazil adira, it's ru'il adira, is me'acher to chazil adira, my komi boile? What was your suffix then? For sure, it doesn't have any similarity to the gag, because the gag, we said, and that was the similarity between the gag and the asadra, that was the tzad in Rami Bar Chama's suffix to allow you to carry from the gag out to the asadra. The similarity is that they're both enom ru'uyin ledira. Now you're telling me that the churva is ru'uyin ledira. If the churva is ru'uyin ledira, then there should be no reason why you would be allowed to carry from one to the other. So the defense now of Rabivi is the following. Imtin Saloma Kamar. My question was built on the question of Rami Bar Chama, like a tree. If you're going to sell me Imtin Salomar, and you're going to be poshate the suffix of Rami Bar Chama by saying Lomar, that you're allowed to carry from the Gag to the Sadra. And the reason for that is that achsadra is strikingly similar to a gag, because achsadra lo chazil adira, just like the gag is not designated for residential purposes, you only do whatever you do up there on occasion, so too the achsadra is not something that's dedicated for residential purposes. It's very similar now to a gag. And therefore, in one side of Rami Bar Chama's suffix, we can integrate the Gag together with the Asadra as one Rishus. But in the case of Churva, shall we say Chazi L'dira, and therefore it's not similar to Gag. All you have to do is fix it up, you know, call the local construction people, and they will come and fix up the Churva. You know, it's worth 70% or whatever it is. It's not similar to Gag. O Dilma Hashta Mia Lesbe Diurim. Perhaps, and this was the suffix of Rabbi Barabaye, it all depends upon who's living there now. We're not going to look at the theoretical structure, you know, possibly the possibility of fixing it up, and it has the bare bones of a bias and a diur, a makum diur. Makum diur depends upon whether or not somebody's living there. Now again, I'm not going to tell you that according to Rabbi Barabaye, every time I check out of a house, it loses its status as a makom dira, because it is a makom dira. That's what it's been used for, that's what it's dedicated for, and it has all the, but something that now is in a different situation, its present description is not that of a base dira, but rather it has the potential of becoming a base dira. I'm not sure, says Rabbi Barabai, if that changes its status. It's really identical to a gag, because right now, in the present situation, until you go ahead and fix it up, it's not something that's royal ledira. It's chazi ledira, because it has, as we said before, the basic structure of a house, but we should consider it as one reshus with the gag, because right now, hashtamiyos less lay diurin, and therefore it has the same status as the gag. You'd be allowed to carry from the gag to the churva, and the gemara ends up with teiku. Okay, now we begin the sugya of Rav and Shmuel. Now, in order to appreciate this sugya that we're about to learn of Rav and Shmuel, we need to go back to the previous sugya of Rav and Shmuel, which we learned not long ago, and there was a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel about the case of gagim shavim. You have many gagim on top that flow continuously one into the other. And what's the halacha, what's the ruling of the Chachamim? According to Rabbi Meir, and how much more so according to Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, you're allowed to carry from one gag onto the other. The Chachamim say you're not allowed to carry from one gag onto your friend's gag, your neighbor's gag. What about within your own gag? And Rav understood that according to the Chachamim, within your own gag, you have a leniency up to, a heter up to 4 amos, but not beyond 4 amos. Meaning, according to Rav, the Chachamim slapped onto a gag the status of a carmelist. It has the same identical halacha as a carmelist, which means you're allowed to carry within the carmelist up to, but not beyond 4 amos. And that's the law according to Rav in the Chachamim, in a case where you have one gag that's contiguous to the next gag. Shmuel said no. Shmuel says that according to Chachamim, it's true that you're not allowed to carry from one gag to the other. We view those as two separate reshuyos. However, within the gag itself, the Chachamim would certainly agree that you're allowed to carry from one end of the gag to the other. That was the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, Lishitas Chachamim. So Rav is the Machmir, and he tops it off at 4 amos. And Shmuel is the Mekil. You're allowed to carry within your gag from one end to the other, no matter how many amos there are. Now the Gemara addresses and presents a different machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, and addresses a different case. And let's just read the lines of the Gemara that are relevant to us right now. Gagim hashavim l'Rabbi Meir, that's number one, and gag yuchidi l'Rabbanan, that's number two. So we're going to address the following two scenarios. For Rabbi Meir, we're going to talk about a case where there are many gagim, and one flows into the other. Rabbi Meir says you're allowed to carry from one gag to the other as long as you don't have a height of 10 tvachim between one gag and the other. So it means that according to Rabbi Meir, all the gagos are considered like one reshus. We're not going to say osrim zel zeh, that because my gag spills into your gag, I'm not allowed to carry into your gag. That's Rabbi Meir. So I can carry from my gag into your gag because the two gagos are defined as one reshus. Okay, that's number one. Then you have a case where even according to the Rabbanon, there's one reshus. And that would be a case of a gag yechidi. In other words, I own a building that has a gag on it. That gag is not connected, does not flow into any other gagos. And in this case, of course, the Rabbanon would be moda that if it's a gag yechidi, then it's one reshus. I mean, there's no one else here that could generate an iser. Now, the chiddush of Rabbi Meir is that even though your neighbor has a gag, and therefore it's a separate reshus. But nevertheless, Rabbi Meir comes up with a chiddush that all the gagos are considered like one reshus, and they don't generate an iser one on the other. How much more so if there's only one gag, there's no one else around, no other bialim over any gag that would generate an iser onto my gag. And here we have a machlokus between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that which is absolutely intuitive, and he says, mutal etaltil bekulo. So let's take the two cases. In the case of Rabbi Meir, what Rav is saying, that you can carry all from one gag to the other gag, all the gagim are, as we said, shovim, they're all equal. And if Rabbi Meir sees that all the that's how he defines it, that all the gagim belong to one reshus, that you can carry bekulo. Now let's take the case of the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, there's only one reshus over here. There's only one gag. It's a gag yechidi. So certainly you should be able to carry throughout the entire gag. Ushmuel Omer. Now all of a sudden Shmuel becomes the Machmir. Ein metaltel bo ela b'arba amos. That in a case where all the gagim are shavim, then according to Rabbi Meir, you're allowed to carry up to four amos. Again, we're going to allow you to carry from one gag to your friend's gag, according to Rabbi Meir. But the sach hakol of what you're carrying of tiltel is four amos. That's where it maxes out. And according to Chachamim, there's only one gag, and yet you're allowed to carry only up to four amos bilvat. And now the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question. There seems to be a contradiction between Rav and Shmuel. Rav against Rav and Shmuel against Shmuel. Because we said before that there was a machlok shin Rav and Shmuel according to the Chachamim who say that you're not allowed to carry from one gag to the other. Are you allowed to carry within your gag from one end of the gag to the other? And it was Rav who said that you're not allowed to carry from one gag to the other. I'm sorry. Scratch that. According to everybody, the Chachamim say you're not allowed to carry from one gag to the other. Rav says that because you're not allowed to carry from one gag to the other, you can't even carry in your gag, because your gag now becomes a reshus that's prutza lechotzer acheres, lechotzer oseres, right? That since you're not allowed to go into the next chotzer and you have no mechitzos between your chotzer, so to speak, your gag and the gag that's continuous, that's contiguous, therefore, Rav says, it becomes a reshus oseres, and you're only allowed to carry, like in a caramelist, up to four amos. And Shmuel was the one who said, no, that we view the mechitzos of the house as if they go godosik all the way up to the top, and that separates your gag from the gag that's next to you. And therefore, your gag is considered mukaf mechitzos. It's not paritz l'makom ha'asur. So again, Rav says that mechitzos have to be nikaros. If it's not mechitzos nikaros, then basically what you have is a makom that is a reshus ha'prutzo l'makom ha'asur lo. And therefore, you're not allowed to carry more than four avos, according to the Chacham. And Shmuel was the one who said, no, that your gag is a source, so to speak, for producing mechitzos, because the walls of your house lamata create mechitzos lamala, and any gag that's mukaf mechitzos is not parts l'makom asula. And therefore, you could be metal to bekula. There's nothing to generate any isur. So the Gemara says, now we have a stira between Rav and Rav and Shmuel and Shmuel. Here's the stira. The Gemara says the following. Here we have a machlokes in which Rav Homa Mutul Talta Bakulo. All the gagos are shovim, right? It's one flat, you know, long roof, according to Rabbi Meir, or according to Chacham, in the case where you only have one gag, and Rav says, therefore, it's mutter, everything is one reshus, is kasha derava derav. We now have a stira within Rav, because Rav before had told us that you're not allowed to be metaltal in your gag, that's amongst many other gagos, according to Chachamim, more than four amos, it's nifrats, bimloo, lishara gagos, meaning to all the gagos which are asur. So we see that according to Rav, we don't set the mechitzos from the bottom of the house and mylemis the mechitzos and raise the mechitzos through god asik mechitzos. And if that be the case, then even though the bias, or all the bottom for that matter, lamata, they have mechitzos, but nevertheless they don't have mechitzos lamala. So if there are no mechitzos lamala, there's nothing separating between one gag and the other. Says Rav, therefore, it's also metaltel, you can't be metaltel in the gagos, even according to Rabbi Meir, who allows you to carry from one gag to the other, but he's not going to allow you to carry within your own gag, says Rav. And the reason for that is that since you don't have mechitzos, it's again a makom that's parutz le'asur lo. If it's parutz m'mlo l'shara gagos, then Rav was of the opinion that you can't even carry in your rishus, because there's nothing that separates your rishus from the next door rishus. So how could Rav over here say that in the case of Rabbi Meir, if you have gagos hashavim, right, the flat gagos, that you're allowed to carry within your gag and even over the borderline to your fellow neighbor's gag, and you can carry as much as you want. You're not limited to four amos. So in the case of a gag yechidi, even the Chacham would agree that you're allowed to carry throughout your entire gag. And the Gemara thinks that even though if you have only one gag, it's not parutz b'meloa l'shara gagos, because there are no other gagos. But nevertheless, Gemara thinks that since there are no mechitzos, Rav's whole sheet is built on the fact that there are no mechitzos, then we should assume that you have a place that's parts to Rishus HaRabin, or to the all the chatzeres that are around this house. So how is it that Rav is matir tiltul in these two cases, in gagos hashovim according to Rav Meir, in gag yechidi according to the Chachamim? In both cases, he should have applied his logic that's basically a combination of A plus B. A is that there are no mechitzos anikoros, and the mechitzos lamata are not olos lamala. There's no godasik mechitzos. And add to that, B, that now you have a situation of a mukum that's parts b'melua to shara gagos. And that's why Rav maintained that it's also. So how can you say in the case of Rabbi Meir, that if you have gagos shavim, you're allowed, according to Rabbi Meir, to carry as much as you want from one end of all these gagos to the other end? What happened to the halacha of Rav that there are no mechitzos nikaros, and therefore it's parts b'meloa l'makom asur lo? And even again, according to Chachamim, in a case where there's one gag, so that the entire structure is now parts l'shus harabim, well, that itself should generate an Issa Kamralis, according to Rav's logic, and it should be also to carry it more than four amos. Why does Rav say that it's mutter? So the Gemara answers, there's no contradiction between the two statements of Rav. Where does Rav say that the gag, even your own gag, is awesome beyond four amos? That's only awesome in a case of lo minkara mechitzasa. That's a case where you cannot see the inner mechitzas. Why? You have gagos shavim. So let's take a bird's eye view of the roof. All you see is one continuous roof. There's nothing in between one roof and the other that's visible to the naked eye. And Rav Shita is that we don't say and apply go to us in mechitzos in a case where you cannot see the mechitzos. In other words, in theory, conceptually, there are mechitzos within the gag, meaning this, when I use the word gag here, I mean this whole aerial view of the gag that connects all the gagos together. There are mechitzos, really, in conceptual terms, because each gag is the gag of its bias, and each bias has lamata, its own mechitzos. And then we could apply godasing mechitzos, but Rav refuses to apply godasing mechitzos because there's no visibility to these mechitzos, meaning it's lo minkara. You cannot see, if you're standing or if you're flying over the gag, any mechitzos that separate one gag from the other. So therefore, each gag flows into the next gag. And if that be the case, then Rav is going to apply the principle of Mokom Shenifratz Mimlo L'Shara Gagos, and therefore it's going to be also to carry it more than four amos. Hacha! But here we're going to say Minkara Mechitzta. If you have Mechitzos that are Minkara, then even Rav, and according to Rabbi Meir, we're told that you're allowed to carry as many amos as you want. Again, to carry, you know, from your gag to the next gag, that goes beyond question. That goes beyond saying, because that's Rabbi Meir's shita. But the question is, do we impose a limitation, a ceiling of four amos? And the answer is here, we have mechitzos that are nikaros. So Rashi says that, what are these mechitzos hanikaros? These are the mechitzos hachitzonios shalagagos hashoven. What does that mean? That nikaros hamechitzos hachitzonim shalabatim li'elu sha'omdim al gag. If you're standing on the gag, what you can see is the mechitzos hachitzonos, right? So you have a structure that has many, many different apartments in it, and each apartment has its own gag, and all the gagos flow one into the other. I mean, this is something, if you've ever been on a roof here in Israel, or even in America, you'll see the same thing. You know, that if you climb up to the gag, what you'll see is all the gagos. You won't see anything separating between the gag. But at the same time, what you will see are the mechitzos that surround the entire building. So again, we're not talking about two buildings, you know, that were adjacent one to the other. We're talking about one building that has many different apartments in it. And Rav, in this case, is going to apply the principle of godasik mechitzos. So it means that all the gagos now are considered mukafim as if they're all surrounded by mechitzos, and therefore you're allowed to carry within the gagin. So that what Rav is going to say the following, that to carry from one end of the gag to the other end of the gag, if you were standing on top of the gagos and you would see the outer mechitzos of the building, of the structure of the building, that makes it mechitzos nikaros, and that allows you, as we said before, to apply the principle of godasing mechitzos. However, where was Rav Machbir? That's only in the case of Ein HaMechitzos Nikaros, meaning when he's talking about the Mechitzos HaPnimios that would separate one gag from the other, that we don't have. Why? Because they're not Nikara. So that, where are the machitzos that separate one gag from the other? So again, it's a kind of relativity theory sheet of Rav. If you're talking about the entire gag as one entity, and again, according to Rav, you're allowed to carry from one, to Rabbi Meir, you're allowed to carry from one gag to the other. So now we look at the entire gag as one gag. Why? Because there are machitzos chitzonios. Now, if you're standing on top of the roof, you see all the machitzos of the bayis on all sides. Where does Rav say that according to Rabbi Meir, it's usur to carry it more than four amos? That's when you're talking about the relationship between your gag and the next gag. And the question is whether your gag is parutz, if it's opened up into another gag. And the answer is, according to Rav, that's a case of machitzos de enom nikaros, because that's machitzos apnimios, and there's no separation between your gag and the next gag. So therefore, you have now a makom that's nifratz b'malo l'shara gagos, and that's going to generate an iser of carmelis, which means that you're limited to up to four amos. But if, on the other hand, you're asking a different question, and that is, when I have all these gagos shavim, and now I'm standing on top of the gagos, are the machitzos nikaros? And the answer is yes. There are machitzos nikaros. And that's the reason, because you can see the outer machitzos that surround the entire bayis. And at this point, the Gemara is going to analyze the shita of Shmuel and see if we can reconcile the two statements of Shmuel. Ushmuel amar ein mitaltalin bo. Shmuel says that if you have gagos shavim, you have these flat, you know, one large flat roof that's made up of small roofs that flow one into the other, according to Rabbi Meir, you're not allowed to carry more than four amos within the gag. Or, for example, if you have gag yechid, you have only one gag, even according to the Chachamim, you're not allowed to carry more than four amos. Ela biarma amos bilvad is kasha de Shmuel ad Shmuel. L'chora, Shmuel contradicts himself, because in the machlokas that he had earlier against Rav with regard to the din of a gag amongst other gagos, according to the sheet of the Chachamim, there he was of the opinion that we apply the principle of God Asik Mechitzta. And that means that even the mechitzos hapnimios between one bias and the other are enom nikaros. If you're standing on the gag, you cannot see from one, you know, one mechitza going up from the bottom to separate it from the next gag. And in that sense, we're asking, why does Shmuel say here that, I'm sorry, so Shmuel says here that you're not allowed to carry from one gag to the other because there are mechitzos that are eino nikaros. So again, I'm just going to go over the nuances here. He says the following. What's the stira in Shmuel? In the original machlokas with Rav, Shmuel held that we're going to apply godas mechitzos even with regard to the mechitzos apnimius between one bias and the other, because even though they're not nikaros, and if you're standing on the gag, you would not see any mechitzos that separate one gag from the next. Nevertheless, Shmuel was of the opinion that those are mechitzos, and as a result, Shmuel held that within your gag, you're allowed to carry from one end of the gag to the other. Now, we get to the issue of mechitzos chitzonios, and how much more so should Shmuel recognize and validate the mechitzos chitzonios of the batim that are what we call mechitzos nikarios. Nikaros. So why all of a sudden did Shmuel say that you're not allowed to carry on these gagos hashovim l'Rabbi Meir or gag yechidi, even according to the Rabbanon? So Gemara answers, Hasam, with regard to a gag, bein ha-gagos, according to the Chachamim Shita, lo havi yosemi beis ha-sayim. The Gemara now introduces another variable into the equation in order to reconcile the two statements of Shmuel, and that's the variable of a karpaf, which means that if you have an area that is wider and broader than a Beis HaSayim, which is approximately, I'm just rounding it off, about 5,000 square amos. If you have such an area, then the Rabbanim said you're not allowed to carry within that area. If it was lo hukaf ledira, and now we're assuming that the gag is lo hukaf ledira, and therefore, even if I were to grant you that there are mechitzos here, according to Shmuel, but nevertheless, the mechitzos are not ledira, because the gag is not considered a place that's designated for dira. And therefore, we have to differentiate between Shmuel's original position, where he is matir, because lo havi yosem ibeis asayim. In other words, the mechitzos now, between the batim, are olos lamala. They separate between one gag and the other. Each gag is now defined unto itself. And therefore, within each gag, the chachamim would allow you to carry from one end of the gag to the other. And again, all this is because you don't have a shear of beis asayim, and therefore you're allowed to carry bakula. Hacha, where does Shmuel say it's asur in a case of gag sashavla Rabbi Meir or gag yechidi according to the chachamim? That's in a case of havi, when if we attach all the gagos together, we end up with an area of what? Of yosem ibeis asayim. Because again, according to Rabbi Meir, or according to Chacham, in the case where there's only one gag, the entire area is considered like one reshus. All the gagos, according to Rabbi Meir, are considered like one reshus. And that's why Rabbi Meir allows you to carry from one gag to the other. So we're not going to set up a hefsek mechitzos between one and the other. So if it's reshus achas, then let's look at the size and the area of this reshus. It happens to be larger than a beis hasayim. And in a case of an area that's larger than the base of Sam, you're not allowed to be metaltel more than four amos. So again, even though the mechitzos achitzonos, which are visible from the person standing on top of the roof, are certainly mechitzos that are valid, even according to Rav in this case, and certainly we could take the mechitzos of the entire bias on the outside, and milamata lamala, we can raise and lagbia, we can raise up the mechitzos, but nevertheless, you have now an area that's surrounded by mechitzos, and it has the din of a karpa, because it has yosemi beis asayin. And therefore, we're not allowed to carry more than four avos on the gag. V'hani mechitzos lamata avdina lamala lo avdina. Which means that the mechitzos of the bayis, which are set up for the purpose of dira, that's only as far as the dirim lamata is concerned. It's down in the house itself. Those mechitzos are mechitzos that were set up l'shem dira. But as far as the extension of those on the outer mechitzos of the building, and bringing them, carrying them up above to surround the gag, those are mechitzos shelo hukaf lidira v'havi kikarpaf yesem ibeis hasayim shelo hukaf lidira v'kol karpaf yosem ibeis hasayim shelo hukaf lidira mitaltbo ela arba amos bilvad. So why does Shmuel say that you cannot carry, even according to Rabbi Meir, on the gagos hashavim, or for example a gaga yechidi according to the Chacham? The answer is that we're talking about a gag that is more than a beis hasayim in its area. And although there are mechitzos that rise up from the outer side of the house, the mechitzos achitzonos through godosik mechitzos, and that's true even according to Rab, because of the mechitzos nikoros, but nevertheless it's lo hukaf ledira. And if the area of the gag itself is more than a beis hasayim, since it's lo hukaf ledira, it has the status of a karpaf. And a karpaf, which is more than a beis hasayim shelo hukaf ledira, is asur v'tiltul arba amos. Now, there's a long discussion here in the Achronim as to why Rav disagrees with Shmuel about this in a case of a karpaf that's yosem beis hasayim. Now, Shmuel is a lot simpler than Rav in terms of reconciling the two positions of Shmuel. Because when Shmuel was Mekil, and he said that in the case of Rabbi Meir, who allows you, no, I'm sorry, in the case of the Chachamim, who say that you're allowed to carry on your gak more than Arba Amos, you can carry from one end of the gag to the other. There Shmuel was lenient because he held that the gag is not considered parutz l'makom ha'asur because the mechitzos she'enam nikaros, the pnimios, are valid mechitzos through godasik mechitzos. So you're separated from the gag next to you that belongs to Shimon. But if you're asking a different question, what happens if all the gagos together amount to more than a beis asayim? That's where Shmuel says you're limited to a tiltil of dalet amos, because by virtue of the din of a karpaf. And that's because the outer mechitzos that surround this one gag are lo hukaf lidir. So that makes a lot of sense. Rav is more complicated, because Rav says that according to the Chachamim, we don't recognize the mechitzos apnimios that separate one gag from the other. And therefore, your gag, Mr. Reuven, is parutz l'makom ha'asur, to the next gag. And we have to therefore give you the status of the same iser that would apply if you were carrying to the other gag, which according to Chacham you're not allowed to do, apply it to the gag itself, because it's parutz l'makom ha'asur law. So Yenom's gag is going to be an oser on your gag, and you're only allowed to carry within your gag dalid amos. Okay. So where was Rabbi Meir Mekil? Rabbi Meir was machmir according to the Chachamim, because the Chachamim view each gag as a separate reshus, and Yenom's gag is oser my gag, because my gag is parutz to his, and there are no mechitzas between them. Where is Rav, on the other hand, going to be Mekil? And that's going to be, according to Rabbi Meir, in the case of Gagim HaShavim. Why? Because since, according to Rabbi Meir, you're allowed to carry from one Gag to the next, now we view all the Gagos as one Rishus. And if the Gagos are all now as one Rishus, then we have Mechitzos Nikaros that surround all the gagos. And where are those mechitzos nikaros? They are the outer mechitzos of this building. And since they're nikaros, we can apply the principle of god asik mechitzta, even according to Rav. And therefore, you're allowed to carry, according to Rabbi Meir, from one end of your gag to the other end of this entire long one single gag. Even though you may have who knows how many different gagos in between, but if they're all connected one to the other, then there's one hekif mechitza, because there's one building lamata, and we can see those mechitzas lamata when we're standing perched on the gag. And godask mechitza allows you to say that all these gagos are now mukaf mechitza. Again, why Rabbi Meir isn't bothered by a karpaf if the size of these gagos is more than two Beis Asayim, I don't know. I mean, that has to be understood. Where does Rav say L'chumra? That's only according to the Shitas Chachamim, because according to Shitas Chachamim, if you want to carry within your gag, then since the Chachamim say you're not allowed to carry from your gag to the next gag, then we have a Mokom HaParetz L'Mokom HaAsula, to Rishus HaOseres. And now the only thing that could salvage and allow you to carry in your gag would be mechitzos that separate between your gag and your friend's gag. Well, we don't have such mechitzos, because Rav holds that mechitzos she'ein ani keres, namely the mechitzos pnimis that you can't even see with your eye if you're standing on the gag, are not called mechitzos. And then you have a pirtza from your gag into the other, and therefore we impose upon your gag the status of a karmelis. So the only piece of the puzzle that I'm missing now is why doesn't Rav agree that according to Rabbi Meir, if in the case of Gagos HaShavim you have an area, a continuous area of a base asayim that's surrounded by mechitzos, why don't we impose the Yisur Karpav? So I can only tell you that he says the following. Me'achar Shmuel danes hagag kekarpaf. Okay, so Shmuel is going to apply the principle of kekarpaf. That I understand very well. But what about Rav? How is Rav dropping the ball on Karpaf? Just give me a minute, Rabosai, to see if I can find Oh. He says the following. Rav Cholik al Shmuel Bozeh. V'sover shemeacher u'mechisos elu nasa litzoch dira lamata. Oh, now I got it. How did I miss that point? The machlokes here between Rav and Shmuel about the status of the gagos is really a machlokes about karpaf, meaning the precondition for a karpaf is lo hukaf l'dira. But now Rav is applying godasik mechitzas to the mechitzas achitzonos. Those mechitzas achitzonos were hukaf l'dira. Right? So the question here is, Shmuel wants to separate, in a sense, break up the mechitzos. There's the real physical mechitzos, and then there's the godasik mechitzos, the imaginary mechitzos that surrounds the gag. And Shmuel wants to say, you can give two different dinim. You know, this would be very interesting. Let's say you had a tower, the Tower of Bavel. And this, I think, is exactly the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Let's say you set up the first floor of the Tower of Bavel as a dira. And then you build a second floor on top of the first floor, but it's not for the sake of dira, and it happens to have the dimensions of a karpaf, of a Yosef Yves Sosayim. That would be the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel would say that when you get up to the second floor, you're building a whole new set of mechitzos. And Rav would say, no. Because since we have our luck of go to asik mechitzos, therefore the same mechitzos that are makifos as adira lamata are makifos adira lamala. Well, I would say the following. In my echetim, so even Shmuel would agree that it's not a karpaf. Why? Because you have mechitzos lamata. But Shmuel's talking about a case when you build this whole tower and now you have a gag on top of the tower. And that gag on top of the tower is mukaf, what kind of mechitzos? Mechitzos of godasik mechitzos. Right? The gag is absolutely open. It's not surrounded by mechitzos, physically. But we have halachic mechitzos. And now the question is, can we set up new dinim in those halachic mechitzos? Rav is saying, well, those mechitzos are just an extension of the mechitzos that you see with your eye on all the floors below the gag. And therefore, they have the same status of hukaf l'dira as the physical mechitzos lamata. But Shmuel is saying, no, that godasik mechitzos creates a whole new mechitza. And the heke for that mechitza, which again is not humanly created, it's halachically generated, but it's not l'shem dira because you don't live on top of the gag. Hence, the status of the gag is that of a karpa. So it's really fascinating. There are two machlokas now between Rav and Shmuel. One machlokas is about what we call the mechitzos apnimios, and would the chachamim allow you to carry within your gag more than four amos, because the issue is whether the mechitzos apnimios, which are not visible, can nevertheless lend themselves to godasik mechitzos, where Shmuel says yes, and therefore your gag is a separate reshus that has a mechitza separating it from the next gag, even though I can't see those mechitzos. And therefore, since your gag is separated from his gag, the Chachom are now going to say that you're allowed to carry in your gag freely, carte blanche, from one end of the gag to the other. Rav, on the other hand, says, well, there are no mechitzos here that separate your gag from his gag. And according to Chacham, since you're not allowed to carry on to his gag, memeli, your gag becomes a carolus by virtue of the mechanics of a makama parts le-makama le-rishus ha-oseres. So that's one machlokas. And that machlokas revolves around the nature of the mechitzos apnimios as to whether or not, in a case where enom nikaros la'ayin, you nevertheless validate those mechitzos. Now we have a second machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, and that's about the mechitzos hachitzonos. And now we're going to Rabbi Meir, who allows you to carry from one gag to the other. And now the question is, do we view the mechitzos hachitzonos as integrating all the different gagos into one rishus, such that you can carry from one end to the other? That's Rav Shita. Comes along Shmuel and he says, but you have a problem over here because the area on top of the roof, and when I speak about the roof, I mean all the roofs together, is greater than, wider than a beis asayim. And now you have hekef mechitzos that were shelola shem dira. Rav looks at the mechitzos lemata. Again, these are the mechitzos that you see with your eyes, the mechitzos achitzonos. And he says the mechitzos lamala have the same status as the mechitzos lamata. And just like the mechitzos lamata were hukav l'shem dira, so to the mechitzos of god asik mechitzos lamala, that's around the gag, those imaginary mechitzos are also given the same din as the mechitzos lamata. They are considered and defined as hukav l'shem dira. There's no karpa. Where Shmuel says, no, we're going to split the mechitzas into two. And even though the makar, the source of the mechitzas lamala, are the mechitzas lamata, but nevertheless, the mechitzas lamala have a separate din. You know, it could be, I'm just thinking out loud, that on a deeper level, maybe what Shmuel is saying is look at the makom and then look at the hekif mechitzas. You know, you're not going to define the hekif mechitzas in and of themselves. You're going to take a look at the makom, and you're going to decide whether it's a makom dira. And Shmuel holds that if it's not a makom dira, then by definition, any mechitzos that surround that makom are shelo l'shem dira. Whereas Rav is saying that the question of hukaf l'dira is not a loch in the makom that's hukaf l'dira, but rather in the mechitzos themselves. And if the mechitzos themselves were set up l'shem dira, then there's no din of karpa. So I'm not sure if the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, in the case of Rabbi Meir, is a machlokes regarding mechitzos. Certainly the first machlokes Rav and Shmuel was about mechitzos. But this one, I'm not sure. We present it as if it's a machlokes about mechitzos and the relationship between the mechitzos lamala and the mechitzos lamata. That's what Rashi seems to indicate over here. He says that Donim es hamachitzos kimukofos, Donim es hagagos kimukofos machitzos, and these machitzos were created nasu litzorach dira lamata, as memele noslan and din shal makom move machitzos litzorach dira. So Rav seems to be rejecting Shmuel because of his definition, is categorization of these mechitzos lamala as reflected or generated by the mechitzos lamata. It's therefore mutal l'taltel begagos elu, even though they're larger than a base sosayim. But again, I'm just offering an alternative that it is possible that the machlokas Rav and Shmuel is not about godasik mechitzos and whether imaginary mechitzos have the same status as the original mechitzos. Whether the vlad is beno kaira davur. No, maybe they're arguing about the nature of karpav. And how do you define the mechitzos that surround the karpav? Do you define them in terms of the makom? Right, I have an area which is used for storing things. Or it's an open garden. Or it's a... It's a bika, right? So I don't use it for dira. Is memela, by definition, it's a It's a karpaf, which has the same din as a caramelist. Why is it a karpaf? Because whatever the mechitzos that's around this area, those mechitzos are not l'shem dira. They can't be l'shem dira by definition because they're being makif an area that's not a dira area. I'm using it for X, Y, and Z, but not for dira. Rav might hold on the other hand, no, that there's a separate din in mechitza. You know, the halacha, it's not that Karpaf is generated, the status of Karpaf is generated by the makom and the nature of the makom. That's certainly a condition. But there's another halach in mechitzas. And you have to define those mechitzas and categorize them as either hukaf l'dira or lo hukaf l'dira. And what generates the shame Karpaf is the mechitza shelo hukaf l'dira. You can't say that in this case because where are these mechitzas coming from? They're coming from the physical mechitzas of the bias. And through the mechanism of God asking mechitzos, we're going to be mala those mechitzos, but those mechitzos are clearly mechitzos l'shem dira, and therefore above, they're also l'shem dira. Okay. So then what I want to do in the next 5 minutes before we finish the shir is just to give an introduction to the Sfina sugya that we're up to. Itmar. There's machlokas regarding Sfina. And once again, it's Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Mutar L'Talta B'Kula, no matter how large this boat is, it could be more than a Beis Asayim. You're allowed to carry from one end of the boat to the other. Shmuel Amar Ein Metalta B'Ela Arba Amos Bilvad. Rav Amar Mutar L'Talta B'Kula Da Ika Mechitzta. And again, Rav is looking at the Mechitzas L'Mata, and certainly, you know, the sides of the boat, you know, the flank, if I could use that word, the flanks on both sides of the boat, which are mechitzas that are more than 10 tefachim high, were set up, litzarech dira. Now, what's litzarech dira in a sfina? That's something that we have to analyze, but let's say he sleeps in the boat, he eats in the boat. And therefore, Rav says, since this boat is, he's sitting inside the boat, it's mukaf mechitzos, it's not a karpaf. Shmuel amar emetaltan bo'era al ba'amos, why? Mechitzos lav riach mayim asuyos. Now, every mechitza can be analyzed as either A or B. Is the purpose of the mechitza for the place that's being surrounded by the mechitza? Or is the mechitza functioning, it's designated to keep out intruders from the outside. It's not really functioning on behalf of the inside, it's functioning on behalf of the outside. Now, 99 of 100 cases, the mechitza is set up to, you know, designate an area and set up its privacy. It's being makif for the purpose of the inside. But the sfina is the exception. Why? Because if the boat is a raft, it's going to drown, you know, it's going to be inundated by the floods, by the waves. So I set up mechitzos around my raft and make it into a boat, and those mechitzos are there primarily to stop the water from penetrating into my boat, because otherwise the boat is going to sink. But these mechitzos are not created litzorach dira. And therefore, this sfina is a karpaf if it's large in the base of a sign. Now, again, Rabbosai, tomorrow we'll try to get into this machlok shin Rav and Shmuel, but the basic, my basic thesis here is that this is a machlokes about how to define a karpaf. And that is the following. You have an area which is surrounded by mechitzos. And it's Yosef Mibes HaSayim. Does that make it into a karpaf? Rav says, well, if it's mukaf mechitzos, then it can't be a karpaf. But Shmuel says, wait a minute, it all depends upon whether the hekif mechitzos is a real bona fide mechitza. And the precondition to validate the mechitza in order to set up an area, and I'm on a drabbanon level I'm talking, that is a reshus hayachid, that will allow me to carry more than 4 amos. What I need is to convince myself that the mechitzos are serving that area they were structured for the purpose of protecting the area that's inside and setting up a dira inside. A makom dira, by definition, is a place that is private. It is protected by mechitzos. Here, says Shmuel, in Dine Mechitza, if I ask myself what was the primary motivation of creating these mechitzos, it was not to set up privacy for the Sfina, because no one's out there looking into your boat. I mean, and not only that, I don't know how often you're going to sleep in the boat, how often you're going to eat in the boat. The purpose of creating this boat that has mechitzos around it is in order to keep out the water so that the Sfina will stay afloat. And this seems to be a machlokas Ravid Shmuel that's totally independent of the previous machlokas that we had between Rav and Shmuel. And the reason I mention this is because the Gemara now is going to embark upon a study of how we paskin. You know, in a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, how do we paskin? Amalei Rav Chia bar Yosef l'Shmuel, Hilchus HaKavasach, or Hilchus HaKirav. Now again, I would not have had the chutzpah of asking Shmuel that question. But the amazing intellectual honesty, or Chippus HaBakoshus HaEmes of Shmuel, is that Shmuel's response was to Rav Chia, Hilchus HaKirav, that we paskin like Rav. Now, it doesn't say that Shmuel rescinded or rejected his original position, but in terms of the way Halacha is paskin, we paskin like Rav against Shmuel, and you're allowed to be metaltil bakula. Does that have anything to do with the machlokas Rav and Shmuel in the case of Gagos, where Rav said that according to Rav Meir at least, you're allowed to carry bakula, where Shmuel says, no, you're only allowed to carry up to 4 amos. And it seems to my mind at this point that those are two independent issues. Okay, Rabosai, so we'll stop here. Let's just make a note of where we got up to on Daf Tzadi Amud Beis. And we're up to Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav Chia bar Yosef, which is pretty much at the top of the Amud, I would say. How many lines down from the top of the Amud? Maybe 3 lines? No, 1, 2, 3, 5 lines. 5 lines down from the top.